Welcome to Health Talk. I'm Laura Smith. We're brought to you today by White Plains Hospital. My first guest today is Dr. Fulvia Melite. Dr. Melite is actually a sleep medicine specialist, something a lot of us are going to want to get these great details on today. Thank you so much for being with us. If you could tell us just a little bit about yourself, Dr. Melite, and how long have you been affiliated with White Plains Hospital, and what types of patients do you see besides tired ones?
So I'm a native New Yorker. I was trained in New York in medical school, and I did all my medical training here at Jacoby Einstein, at Sloan Kettering for pulmonary and critical care, and then sleep down at St. Luke's. I've always worked in New York, so I have a hard time leaving. And I see sleep and pulmonary patients, the whole gamut.
The whole gamut. So people with sleep disorders?
Sleep disorders ranging from unusual sleep behaviors at night, sleep apnea, insomnia, and evaluation in general for daytime sleepiness.
Okay. And are those the types of conditions that would cause someone to seek out a sleep medicine specialist, or are there more? Is there more than that?
Well, if you have any sort of snoring or cardiovascular conditions and daytime sleepiness with difficulty from these issues causing you to have difficulty functioning during the day because of daytime sleepiness, that's a little bit more of a general statement, but anything of that sort should cause you to raise a red flag and see a sleep specialist.
Okay, so like, what are some of the characteristics people would be looking for, people who develop these sleep disorders?
So if you snore at night, if you're waking up frequently at night, if you wake up feeling non-refreshed, even if you get a number of hours that are good, and if you're falling asleep during the day uncontrollably, those are all red flags. These are associated with cardiovascular disorders like high blood pressure or heart disease, even more of a red flag. So those are for sleep apnea. But then if there's any sort of unusual sleep behavior, sleepwalking that starts as an adult, insomnia, daytime sleepiness that's not related to snoring, all of those conditions should be evaluated.
What are some of the things that contribute to sound sleep and might be helpful for people to remember when they're experiencing difficulty in their sleep patterns? And are there any tips or tricks that you have that you could share with us today that would help people get a better night's sleep, Doctor?
So probably the most important rule for good sleep is to have regular bedtime and wake time. The schedule at night is important, but also a schedule during the day is important. So having a regular activities during the day helps you to sleep better at night. Including exercise in that schedule is very important, including regular meals and healthy meals, and meals that are not too close to bedtime. And lastly, avoiding watching TV, reading, or any electronics in bed is very important.
Yes, and they say something about the
blue light.
Yes, that actually...
So it prevents the secretion of melatonin, which signals the brain to go to sleep. So if you keep exposing your brain to light, it doesn't know to go to sleep.
I see. Well, we understand there's a new location for the sleep center here at White Plains Hospital and the program that's under your leadership. Tell us about the sleep center. What types of tests and treatments are going to be performed here?
Well, our new state-of-the-art sleep lab has 5 beds. It's where we perform attended sleep studies, done most frequently to look for sleep-disordered breathing, but also done to assess for abnormal sleep behaviors, hypoventilation disorders, limb movement disorders, or any sort of sleep movement disorders, sleep-related seizures. Studies to assess for appropriate treatment also of the sleep apnea are done there. So sleep studies on non-invasive ventilators, on CPAP machines are done. And lastly, some studies are done during the day to assess for pathologic daytime somnolence and quantify the extent of that daytime sleepiness, essentially looking for narcolepsy. If appropriate, the sleep lab does have the equipment to do home sleep testing, and that can be arranged in the appropriate clinical setting.
I see. And how would somebody go about getting an appointment in the sleep center with you?
The sleep studies can be ordered by any physician, but they do need to be ordered by a physician. A patient can't just call and request a study. They have to then get approved by insurances, so the appropriate paperwork needs to be submitted. If a patient or his doctor then would like to see a sleep specialist in addition to getting the sleep study, sleep lab can provide contact information for myself, or there are a few other doctors in the system that do sleep medicine consultations. patients.
Something as important as sleep. Thank you so much for your information today, Dr. Fulvia Milite. It's really it's something that we all often wonder about and try to get some help with. So thank you very much for your expertise.
Thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure.
Thank you.